Yeah, he's down south somewhere with one of the top specialists in the country, trying to repair the Achilles tendon injury that he suffered. So I think he's in and out in the day, and give him a few more days, and then be back into the training ground doing all his rehab. So good that we've got it sorted very quickly. And obviously, for Tom's sake, we want to try and give him the best opportunity to be back as quickly as possible. So it's disappointing right the way through the club, and obviously his teammates are very devastated for him as well. But we have to move on from it and give him the best opportunity to be fit whenever that may be.
With both lads, do you just kind of almost have to park it now and then reassess it later in the summer to see where they both are?
A little bit different with both injuries. Greg's is something that obviously is more shorter term. I'm obviously going to rule him out for the rest of the season, but pretty much halfway through the off-season, and that should be him recovered and healed and ready for pre-season training. Obviously, Tom's a lot longer, months rather than weeks. So Jacko will look after him and do whatever's required to get him to come back fit and strong. As we mentioned with Greg, he will be ready for pre-season.
Listening back to your interview from the other day, you sounded a bit naffed off. You don't often sound a bit naffed off, but have you kind of recovered from it?
A little bit. I think it was just reflected the performance, sort of, and I've got high standards of myself and my players as well, and I don't want anybody to drop below that. Look, on the day, Norwich are a good team. They're as good as anybody in the division because of the players that they've got. But what we did on Monday was allowed them too much room to play. We allowed them to get an easy ride. They didn't have to work hard enough for their opportunities. We didn't stop them from playing. And we don't want the season to finish on a damp squid as such. So it's about maintaining the high standards that we've got this football club daily on the training pitch. But ultimately, when we go out and perform in front of people, we've got to go and play as if it was the first, second game of the season and still trying to do our best, which the players were certainly reminded about.